So if the uncontrolled mind diverts us from our purpose, what should we do? So Prabhupada asked this question that if our purpose is to serve Krishna, why is Maya so strong? Now, my temptation is exactly that. Prabhupada replied, because your purpose is not strong. So purpose is not strong means that if we find that, okay, I want to do one thing and my mind is dragging me elsewhere. What that means is that my intention, my conviction about doing that thing is not strong. So what we have to do is associate with those devotees who have strong conviction. And also, and try to do services in association. So if we are in association, even if you get distracted, the distraction is limited. Now how much can we get distracted? When the association goes, hey, what are you doing? Don't do this. You are reminding me. So usually when the mind casts a spell on us and starts dragging us away, and the association of devotees helps us to become defocused. And it's not association, it's not just a matter of physical proximity. It is a matter of intentional affinity. In terms of intention, we have the same likeness of intention. So we have to find out within the broadness of one thing some purpose about which we are convinced. Yes, I want to do this. I want to study the Bhagavad Gita. I want to learn prudence. No, I want to learn this musical instrument. Find some purpose which inspires and use that purpose for focusing. And through that one purpose which inspires, we are thinking, I cannot commit myself very strongly to everything in one. So let me commit to one thing, and from that commitment, gradually we grow towards other things. So find out what does inspire conviction within us. And focus on that. And gradually the destruction. Thank you.